Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 all that are gathered here this evening. Bless you all in the wonderful presence of our Messiah and our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another edition of Blog Talk is in motion this evening, and we thank y'all for that. Thank y'all yesterday for the word that Pastor Corey given that was put upon his heart, the heathen will bow. That is a beautiful thing, and that is evident, inevitable. They will bow at the name of our Savior. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our blessed Heavenly Father, Majesty of Majesties, again this evening we extol you. You are the supreme. You are all in all. There is none beside you. And to you we eat, we live, and we have our being. And we acknowledge this evening. For you are our bread. Your words are the seeds of life. And we thank you for that. You, Most High, are a wonderful husband. You have provided all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And you have shown your love toward us from the beginning. And we thank you for that, Most High. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your life. Thank you for all you are. And we continue on this day, knowing that without you, we can do nothing. This we do have peace. We do have an anchor to our soul. This is a uplifting in our being. And we bless you, Most High. We ask you this evening to speak to your children again, as you so faithfully have been speaking unto now. We pray that the words will not slip, but they will find good ground. And we thank you for all things, commend all things you care, in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you all, family of Yah, whoever you may be, friend or foe. But in all things, we give Yah thanks, as we are his seed, we are his children, and we are called according to this purpose. He formed us before the foundations of the world. And we thank our Father for being the most perfect Father in our lives. When we understand our lives mean nothing and understand he is life and he is the life we must live, then we find ourselves, we find our purpose. We find our being. We find the reason why we was created. And we know now all the days of our life now are not in vain. That when we gather our feet up into the bed, we will do it peacefully. We will not have to go out with agony and pain and suffering. But we will leave this world in peace, knowing that we have no ties to it, no roots to it. And this is our testimony because of him. This we do say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, bless you all, saints. Again, this evening, I'm trying to get the chat going here. All right, hallelujah. Got quite a few in here tonight. Bless you, family. Good to see you here. Good to be in this fellowship of the word this evening. For our Yah, you know what? He's an awesome Yah. There's none like him. I have not found, no, not one. Not one has risen up and said that he can heal, that he can deliver, that he can clean and and he has peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness. No, there's only been one. And this one lives inside each and every one of us. Ain't that a marvelous thing? Our Yah. I know even now that even in these bodies, I know there is a perpetual decree in these bodies, you know, that's only so much that we can contain. I'd be glad when the release, that release when we're finally in our true bodies, we can fully praise and worship the one who birthed us from the beginning of time. We get to this understanding who we are in him. He's written a government in us that we can understand his heart and his mind through this government. And even in that government, it protects us. It leads us. It guides us. It feeds us. It clothes us. It shelters us. If we would just understand it to that point. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We've been in a study for a while, and this is Teacher Shane here with you again this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Bless you all. Very grateful and very thankful again to be of service. For it's Yah who gives us the sufficiency and it has enabled us in this ministry. Not to preach ourselves, but to preach of the power and the strength and that which compels us to live his life. That compels us to exert his mercy. It compels us to manifest his long-suffering and his gentleness and his meekness. To be a light in this present evil, dark world. We can have been birthed at any other time in history, but we've been birthed in this time. And have we sat back and considered, wow, we heard Pastor Corey expound yesterday of the times that we are in. Times like no other. And it's evident there before our eyes. I mean, it is clearly seen. And more clearly seen in the spirit as we watch this panorama of events going on. We know it is the last time. All these things were written for our admonition, for our learning, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And as we hear these words, as I'm speaking, you know, directly from the book, do we savor every word? Because every word has a seed. Spirit is preserved in his word. If we don't savor the word, how can we partake of the spirit with that, that is within that which is spoken? Receive the love of the truth. Receive, that you may perceive. That you may be conceived of him. That word may impregnate you and birth something in you. That can be nurtured and harvested and laid at his feet in his service. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praises be to our Most High Yah. We've been in another study in the book of Ephesians. I really like this epistle. You understand that Ephesus was a great place of commerce, huge place of religious ambitions, religious artifacts and whatever it may be, place of much commerce. Even though these epistles were written way before we are, before our foot touched this earth, they're still evident for our time. What is sad in reading a lot of these epistles, many still are not being reached because they don't want to be reached. But praise Yah. All things work together for good. We know all things are in His plan, in His purpose, and in His pleasure. If we get to that point of understanding that, that is a place of peace. That is a stage of peace that's beautiful. We, the saints of the Most High Yah, really need to cleave to our Elohim. He is the only Elohim that saves. He's the only Elohim that delivers. He's the only Elohim that heals. I don't hear of no other speaking of this power. I don't hear this testimony out of any other concocted beings on this earth, because they are of the earth. They have been destined to the earth. They have been cast down to the earth. As we have heard, you know, the nations have been given their own principalities. But we, our nation, that have been given the Creator of all things. He gave, we have. What was in the mind of Yah to save me, to save you? Think about it. To wake you up. To make you different. To make you peculiar. Why? Sit back and understand, why do I have this sight now? Why do I have this hearing now? And one can look back and say, I didn't concoct it of myself. It was something greater than myself, that overshadowed me and overtook me and now is in me. Wonderful things to think upon. We find ourselves throughout the day thinking on so much vain rhetoric. I find myself that many times when I see this vain rhetoric trying to enter in, I force my mind to think about Yah. I will put this flesh in subjection. Because I know how beautiful my Yah is. I understand His love toward me more day by day. I know I'm inhaling and exhaling because of Him. I wake up with all faculties in place because of Him. When I come to this awareness, yeah, first thing out of my mouth should be praises to Him, and it is praises to Him. And before I lay my head down to sleep, I commend all things into His care. I will praise Him. I will extol Him. I will hear Him. I want that sweet rest. I want His rest. I want to live out, and we should live out the rest of our days seeking Him, Our eyes should be continually on him. He's the one that's going to get us home. We cannot get ourselves home. He is the one that went and built a place for us. Let us prepare ourselves to be ready for that place. Because all he sacrificed is for me to have a habitation with him. And even in this little life I live now in the flesh, he's still giving me a down payment, an earnest of the spirit that keeps me thirsty after him, after his love, after his mercy, after his long suffering, after his gentleness. And this is not nothing that I've concocted. It is the greater one in me, because I want him to be enlarged, and we should allow him to be enlarged. We let so much crap enlarge us in times past, and we do have this testimony. We do have these experiences, and he allowed us to go through it, to be part of our testimony of what he has delivered us out of. We've lived pain. We live suffering. We live tribulation. We live trials. When we're under the headship of the Hasatan, but now under the headship of the Creator of all things, no longer should our minds be dwelling in the past, as we find ourselves so much battling things we have done in the past. The guilt, the shame, the condemnation that was back there. Why do we need to drag that chain, that fetter, that 1,000-pound weight into this walk, into this life? Listen, listen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I may rant, but the rant is always in love to my fellow brethren. Because we have suffered like many things. And we've had these experiences. We had these occurrences. And now we have been given opportunity to help one another. A great time of enhancing love. Our Yah is mighty. He is the Almighty. He is the Everlasting Father, the Prince Peace. If we could understand these spirits of Elohim, and they work within us, and if we could just daily fellowship with them instead of fellowshipping with bitterness and anger and jealousy and envy that we have so much been entangled all our lives to, that we hear their voice over the voice of Yah. And we understand, well, I can't understand. Why can't I hear? Why can't I perceive? Then what has your mind been on most of the day? Where has your heart been laid up? Where has the soul been whoring? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Getting back to our study in Ephesians. Some say these tangents, you know, but they are, the wind blows where it lists us, and no man knows where it comes from. That is the Spirit of Yah. But in know this and everything that is spoken, it's still. We really attune ourselves to hearing we understand it. It all still points to one. No matter what, our Yah is continually covering us, clothing us, sheltering us, feeding us. He wants to do this. We have the testimony right before us of how much he desired to be a husband, to be an Elohim, to provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And here we are in a time now to let Yah be Yah. Let him be our all in all. When you have given up everything and you have nothing to cling to, then you can understand the cleaving to Yah. When you empty the cup and just fill the whole cup with Yah, then you understand all that is in that cup is Yah. Then all you can testify and speak of is that thing that you're full of. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank Yah for having us in our perspective places at the perspective times. Our peace is knowing now that we are a possession of his. And his heart goes out to each and every one of us. And we are on his mind. And he knows what we have need of. Then he admonishes us, think not, think up what you shall wear, what you shall eat. We are his possession. He will provide if we allow him. The admonishment is fear Yah. This is the beginning of wisdom. We're fearing too many things above our Elohim. And this fear is not something that we shrug away from, but this fear draws us toward him, that we clutch him with all our being, which he wants us to. He birthed us and created us for that purpose. You will find peace. And rest when you understand your purpose in him. It's not hard as we perceive so many times. The simplicity of Christ is ever before our eyes, ever before our ears. Ever there for us to reach for it and attain to it. Just hear the voice of our Elohim when he cries out. He may cry out in rebuke and reproof. And he also admonishes and exhorts. He is life, no matter how much reproof, and it may be stinging and cutting, it's still there for life, for love. For your liberty. And we would just lay down our lives for just a moment and hear our Elohim. Hear our Father. Gather at his feet. And just look up into him and look up into his tender eyes. And just cling to every word that he's speaking to us. Because he wants us to gather around him. That is his heart. That is his mind. That is, when we find that our strength in this life now, it all comes from him. Then we find solitude and solace. We find love that has not been there ever before. too many things clouding and in the way of our Elohim when his hand reaches out in our bitterness and our unbelief and our shame and our guilt and our condemnation is slapping his hand away. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Teacher is in the house tonight. My desire is that you will put some seed in your bag tonight, and I hope your bag does not have holes. Understand that you are in the last days. We are here to strengthen one another. We are family. Many of us have left our natural family and found true family. And when we found true family, do not bite the hand that feeds you. As I've seen so many being taken astray of their own lust, of their own desires, when their old life and their old ways is grabbing at their ankles. They let so many things pull them back down. And their eyes are down on the ground instead of looking up. The people of Yah always must have their eyes upward. When we walk throughout the day, don't walk with your eyes to the ground. Have your eyes toward the one who is coming. There's a Redeemer comes. And we don't hold our heads up in our own pride. We all hold our heads up because he is. And he has called us. And he is in us. And we walk in his strength. And we walk in his light. We hold our head up in confidence and strength and encourage. Knowing that, hey, this day is that much closer to getting home. That we walk in victory. That we watched our Messiah. And we have our Messiah in us. Who was put upon a tree for us. We were the children given to him. And it's written in the whole volume of the book to do Yah's will. And the same power is in us to do Yah's will. Ain't that a beautiful thing? How many times we seen when we do our own will, how much it failed. When we do our own will, how much it gave place to the mighty one of this world. Yeah, we experienced it. Yeah, it was before our eyes. We felt it in our bodies. We held it in our minds and in our souls of so much. The pain, the anguish, the separation. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you, saints, for enduring. To love Yah is to love life, to love love. When you think about it, we have no other purpose. Yah has birthed us for a time such as this. So let us perform his will. Let us be the formed vessel that he has formed us to do a certain purpose, and let us fulfill that purpose so we can please him. We want a happy Elohim. We want a joyful Elohim. So when he is joyful, we have strength. As his joy is our strength. And he has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. And I thank y'all for real truth. Truth that is guiding our feet into the eternal. Truth that's helping us depart from this temporal. Truth that is being an anchor to the soul. Truth that when we wake up in the morning, there is praise, worship, and adoration in our being. Not like before, but now. And we go out through the day and perform our labors, and still the praise of Yah is in our hearts and in our beings. He is giving us strength and giving us purpose to perform these labors. And we're no longer doing it in vain, but we're doing it unto Him. We're doing it to one another. And this is just this is real pleasure. Knowing that Yah is pleased. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank Yah for His word. I thank Yah for His life. I thank Yah that nothing is done in vain. Our Yah is eternal. When we start understanding that we are eternal, we have passed from temporal. But yeah, but I had this fleshly body, but that's not you no more. Should not be you anymore. This is simple. This is just. This is true. This is right. True perspective. Because Yah, when you really look at it and meditate it, He has filled so many voids in our lives. Times past, we knew something was missing. Something wasn't right. When we walked in lies and lived lies, there was something back in our being knowing, hey, this is not you. This is not right. This is not so. How many years do we fight back this witness in us? When we went to drugs and alcohol and all other manners of concupiscence and lasciviousness just to quiet it and to push it back. Only to find ourselves one day left with nothing when it was all burned to the ground. And you had only strength you had was to lift up your head and to say, yes, Yah, I hear you now. Finally. There are testimonies every day. Be informed every day. There is something even beyond us that's being formed in us for such a time as this. For some of us, there is a day coming when all that the Most High Yah that He has worked in us, it will speak, and it will be a testimony against the adversaries, against the enemies. Well, hallelujah. 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 Let us get on with Ephesians. But we're still in Ephesians, saints of the Most High Yah. And we thank Yah and we bless Yah even for that. Again, I'm going to start in Ephesians. I'm going to read in chapter 2, according to the way it is laid out. Chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 1 through 10, and then we're going to pick up. Now listen to what is written to you. Not written. You know, many times our minds can be segmented and separated. This is an epistle to the Ephesians. Is it? Or will we consider this is epistle to Teacher Shane? This is epistle to this brother. This is epistle to this sister. Let's make it real. Let's make it personal. And when it gets to that point, it can reach us. We can hear it. We can understand that now our attention, it is in full to hear what is being said, what we are reading. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, "In you has he quickened, who were," notice that word, the word there, "were dead in trespasses and sins," who were. This is behind us. It says, "wherein in time past," he's bringing us to remembrance. We all can look behind and say, "Yeah, Most High, you're right, you got my attention." "Wherein in time past you walked." We stop and like, "Yeah, I did." "We walked according to the course of this world." Stop and think, "Yeah, that is true, Most High, yeah." I'm seeing now that you got me on a different walk now. That my feet now are running, that are walking it, to the world to come. And I sit back and go, "Wow. Wow. Wow. You've changed my path, Most High, yeah. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of" who? What? According to who? The prince of the power of the air? "You walked according to the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." I'm like, "Oh, Most High, yeah. Of a truth, this is true. This was me. This was you. I was disobedient. Yes, y'all. I humbly say, yeah, I was." And it says, "the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation," everything we walk, we talk, we emanated, our aroma, "among whom we all had our conversation in times past." In what? Conversation in what? Well, what was our conversation involved in? What did our conversation draw strength from? What did our conversation give testimony to? "In times past, to the lust of our flesh." What? To the lust of our flesh? And now, just think about it. We have the power to walk in the joy of the Spirit. We have the power to walk in the will of our Father. But in times which we know, we walked in the desires and the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. And then when we were walking in this and in our conversation and our aroma was in this, we were by nature the children of wrath. And I'm like, that is so true. When I walked in bitterness, when I walked in jealousy, when I walked in envy, there was nothing there but wrath. And I've seen this so much, people that are trying to walk this walk in envy and bitterness and jealousy. Letting the walking in these ungodly spirits that is in their flesh and is dictating their lust. No wonder they lash out. No wonder they rebel and be disobedient. And they said, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. But here comes the salve. Here comes the healing. But Yah, who is rich in mercy? How many of us have fellowship to the point to understand the depths of the mercy of Yah and the richness of this mercy day by day? When you wake up in your right mind, clothed, you're waking up in mercy. Yet you're performing the daily labor by his strength, by his guidance, by his joy, by his long suffering. That you're walking in the richness of his mercy. But Yah, who is rich in mercy for his great love, great love? Great love? The searching after the riches of his love. Just think. If our minds continually, how much it would consume us. How much it would enrich in us and give us joy and strength. For his great love wherewith he loved us. And it says, and this love reached to this point that even when we were dead, when we were dead, what is it saying? You're alive now. You're alive. You're alive. Won't you show this world that you are alive? There should be no more walking dead in Israel. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened, has given us life, has quickened us together, 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 together. Together with Christ, with Messiah. Why? That's by grace. By this favor, you are saved. And he has raised us, together. You hear? You hear? Together, together. And made us sit together, together, together in heavenly places in Messiah. Where? Not in this world. In Messiah, in the eternal. Take a damn seat of hatred and bitterness and whatever it may be. All this crap that is entwined in this world. Burn it! Don't be sitting in these seats when you have been set in heavenly places. Was his labor in vain to extol you, to lift you up above all this? And will you understand you have been lifted up but above all this? because of his love and his mercy? Well, listen, that in the ages to come, oh my God, upon whom the end of the world is come, the admonishing, the exhortation, all that has went on before us, then the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. How is he going to show it? He's going to show it to you. It is written now that we are the body of Messiah now. This temporal world is going to know by witness. It's by us. Then ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward who? Us. Toward us through Messiah. And it is for by favor, but it is by his mercy, by his kindness, are we saved. We are set apart. We are sanctified. We are justified. You know, the work of salvation, it has so many, if I could use the word, parameters that had to be fulfilled by Messiah to secure your place in him. Now, if you have found a place in him, why not keep that seat? And fight for that seat, because so many things are fighting not for you to take your rightful place. We're not appointed unto the wrath, saints of the Most High God. We're appointed in salvation. And knowing that we're appointed in salvation, let us work toward that. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, I'm getting choked up a lot because sitting here, tears are... Woo! Spirit of Yah in this word. Even now I'm reading out of the KJV. And I still feel the Spirit of Yah speaking. I thank Yah for the Spirit of truth, that my ears can be inclined to hear my shepherd. Don't mind being called a sheep. It's a humbling place. It's a good place. I know the one who desires to shepherd me. And I know his desire is to shepherd me and you. So let him shepherd. Let him have the reign. As we all in time past knows who the one who reigned over us. That's not our Father no more. In times past, it's in the past. It's behind us. Our eyes now is on the prize. Do you want to attain it? Do you want Messiah? Do you want to hug him and love him with all your soul and all your might and all your being? Let his love consume you. And let love edify love. There's no greater power than this. Power. Power in the blood. And let it wash us. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. This is a gift of Yah. A gift. A gift. A gift. So simple, just something that has reached out to you and will you receive that you may perceive, that you can conceive? Yah, his word, let it conceive in you and bring forth that good work. Because it's not of any of our works. So if we could boast in the flesh, we would boast. But it's not of our works, it's his works. So we have no boast in ourselves. We have boast in him. Why? Because we are his workmanship. Will you let him work in you? We let the potter continually, day by day, add the water. And sometimes the hands are heavy. Sometimes the lumps in us, it's something else. In clay, sometimes that lump has to be pounded. That lump has to be worked. And more water has to be added to it to soften it, to humble it, so it can be conformed to an image. How many of us been on the wheel of bitterness, on the wheel of hatred, jealousy, envy, such like? We all had the experience of how it was forming us, how it was killing us, how it was separating us, how it was still killing and destroying. Do you want to be on that wheel anymore, or do you want to be in the potter's hand? He is the true potter. We want to be in the Father's hand. That the hands of the Father's, this Father, the Heavenly Father, that is protection. We've been at one time in times past in the hands of the Mighty One of this world. And did you like it? Did you love it? Did you salivate after it? Hell no! You understood the slavery. You understood the chains and the fetters. But you had to go that way to bring you to now. To let the light shine even more, the soul now, against that darkness. We let Yah work his testimony in us. Let Yah build this testimony in you. Because he is the word. And we want to speak his word. His seed is in us of a truth. Why should we resist? For we are his workmanship. We are created in Messiah. We're created unto good works. Because Yah has ordained, he has before ordained that we should walk in it. Not hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. Be not a transgressor. Let us continue. As this is written to you. Wherefore remember that you. What's so beautiful by Elohim? He is so personal with each and every one of us. It should not be a shameful thing to be open and naked before him. Because he knows us. And we should be glad that he knows us. And because he knows us, he knows what we have need of. And when he's providing that need, are you going to receive it or are you going to be a rebellious wife? Think about it. Think about it. Each and every time the word is ministered, and the word don't have to be ministered vocally sometimes. Word sometimes is ministered to you throughout the day. And some of us have our senses heightened through certain circumstances and happenstances that Yah is speaking. Yah is teaching. Yah is training me in the way that I should go. I'm a child. He wants me perfect. I've got to understand now, from this time forward, from when I was born again, that I was put on the perfection road. That through Messiah, everything that he suffered, now I'm walking that same road. I'm walking in his shoes. I'm walking through Samaria. I'm walking through Galilee. I'm experiencing everything that my Messiah experienced so that I might attain love. The fellowship of his sufferings that love brought him to. And so many turn away from this suffering that love is trying to draw us to. That love is trying to work in us a greater thing, a greater life, a greater being, a greater purpose. Wherefore, remember that you, being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. So many camps out here are still in the flesh. When we have instruction by the Most High Yah to know no man after the flesh, see, the spiritual children of Yah the ones that have been circumcised of heart, you no longer should consider yourself as a Gentile. That no longer pertains to you. One time you was a stranger, and I do confess, I was a stranger in times past. But now, if we can embrace the now faith is. Where is your hope? Where is your substance? And that will make sure where the evidence of you is. Wherefore, remember that you being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision. I am so elated that Pastor went over Sabbath evening about circumcision. Making a difference. You know, one claims this, you know, that he's of Israel, but he's debunking circumcision. The cutting. In Israel, there will always be a cutting. In sacrifice, there is always bloodshed. This world has taught us to screech away from that, to back away from that, to fear it. That's why so many of us have not laid down our lives, because we fear the pain. We fear the loss. We understand and come to an understanding a lot of things that we have lost was nothing. When hindsight is 20/20 and Yah, we're cleaving to stuff that we shouldn't even be cleaving for. Holding on to stuff that is so damn temporal. If we could just understand, sit back and look at the situation and look at the fruit and the end thereof of what we're holding on to. When we ask it, are you of Yah? What is the purpose of you in the end? Why should I be investing in you? Why, I have an understanding what the Most High Yah has invested in me. We invest so much in the temporal that it is clouding the eternal. Yeah, there was an ark made that had the beautiful law of love on the inside. And then had to be, had have a pocket on the outside of all these other laws. And it is so sad in Israel that our attention is so enamored to making so many laws after this flesh that it takes our mind away from the law of the Spirit. We're so consumed with our flesh that we got to make all these laws to put on the outside. And we resist what is on the inside. We resist the tables of testimony. We resist that manna from on high. We resist judgment of the staff. Because our mind is on the outside. We're too much in the laws of the temporal. Wherefore, remember that we, being in times past, Gentiles in the flesh, in times past, if we just hear that, times past. Because Paul knows who he was. He knows what his past was. But he walked away from it. Have you walked away from your past? Have you? Have you? Or does your past still have you in chains and fetters? Why? Have you believed the report? It is so beautiful when you read this word to take time with it and relish it. One thing we have so wrong against intimacy, that we don't take time to get intimate. We like rabbits in sex. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like Pastor Corey said yesterday, going to bed and we just say a few words in prayer and then lay your head down. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Intimacy with our Elohim. It takes time to get into his presence. We may start out in the outer court in the flesh, and we must start that way. That's just a structure. That is the construct. But once we lay down that outer court, we got to go within the sanctuary. We got to get into the soul of things, the mind, the will, and the emotions. But in this intimacy, should take us into the Holy of Holies, into the Spirit, where our Yah is. When we have prepared the incense, we have washed ourselves and made us a sweet-smelling Savior, not for ourselves, but for Him, that He may accept us. There's no new thing under the sun. The construct is still the same, even though we read how the priest and their order was. We are priests and kings, and the order has not changed. You're not a heathen. You're not a Gentile. You're no longer uncircumcised, but now you're circumcised. There's something that happened in your heart. The cutting must take place between you and your natural family. I've come to set at variance. The cutting, circumcision on all points. Like many people can't speak of the full circumcision because they have not witnessed it. So they must debunk it and lie for the father of the devil. This comes from the beginning, us and them. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And it says, and I, Yah, will put enmity, hatred. He's going to put a variance there. He's going to put something in us to let us know who is the enemy. Who is the opponent. There's going to be a hatred there. We've got to understand that the children of Hasatan is going to hate us. Accept it. They will make themselves known. And when they make themselves known, accept it. Walk away from them because they're not of you. They're not of the family of Yah. Because Yah said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Because the Hasatan has his words. The Hasatan has his way that he is seeding in his children. At one time with that, we were the children of disobedience in times past. But we're now of her seed. We're not of his seed. Will you embrace this? When his seed all this evening, Shabbat and wherever it may be, has been ministered unto you, will we so gladly lay on our backs and receive the seed of bitterness, seed of hatred, seed of jealousy, whatever it may be? When in Yah comes to get in, I mean, I've got to close the legs up. Got to put an Iron Maiden on our most sensitive parts. We're so sensitive to the mighty one of this world. Get so sensitive to him, we leave no sensitivity to our Elohim. We're so immersed in the pleasure of this world. And his seed is constantly wanting to be ejected in us. But no, Yah, you can't put nothing in us. Wherefore, remember that you being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. There is so great a statement being here, being proclaimed here. that you were in the flesh, when are you going to embrace that now you should be in the spirit? And because you were Gentiles in flesh, you are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at that time, times past, you were without Messiah. You were aliens. Aliens? Not green. Not that time of crap that we heard. Led by Key. He is an alien to Israel. He is an enemy. I understand why Pastor dealing with this should be totally evident before Israel. Because the people of Yah, Most High Yah from the beginning, has put an enmity in us against our enemy. Against our oppressor. Maki is an alien. Let him be green. Let him be green. Let him eat his ancestors. Let me eat the manna from on high. Let me be a child of light who is composed of all the hues to make light. Not one hue, but all. I understand our Yah is one light. That in time past, you were without Messiah, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers. Where? That in times past. That you are strangers from the covenants of promise. You had no hope. Many of us can say when we were a child of the Hasatan, a child of disobedience, we had no hope. But consider the hope that is in you now. And you were without Yah in the world. But now, today, very second. And when tomorrow comes, but now. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But now, in Messiah, Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes were far off are made close, made nigh by the blood of Messiah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read what Brother Ugly has put. For he is our peace, who has made both one, we're one in him, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we gather again, we'll look at this partition. We'll look at this veil. We'll look at this structure, this wall, the thing that was erected that was between us. We should not complicate and consider the Yah is complex. The simplicity of Christ is here before us. Ever the more so. Saints of the Most High Yah, Hallelujah. I'm going to let Sister Wenda talk here.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. Blessed hope, huh? Blessed hope. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Oh, hallelujah. Saints, I'm going to read to you. From the Aramaic Peshitta. Few verses that we have went over tonight. I want you to listen as I read. This is very edifying. This is very strengthening. This adds to our hope. All this Yah has, if we would just reach out and just take it. It's that simple. Grasp it. Quit grasping things of this world. We know they are perishing. We know we ourselves are perishing. But when we get hold of the eternal more and more day by day, then we know what we should clamor and cleave for. When we understand what we are created for and what our purpose is and why we are here existing, when we come to this place of our being, I tell you, in this world can have hold of you when you fully harness what Yah has done and you accept it. Start at verse 11 in the Aramaic Peshitta. It says, wherefore remember that you were Gentiles in the flesh from the beginning, and you were called uncircumcision, differing from that which is called circumcision, which is the work of the hands and the flesh. And it says, at that time you were without Messiah, you were without Christ, being aliens to the customs of Israel and strangers to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without Yah in the world. But now, since you're no longer in the world, but you are clamoring and cleaving for the world to come, because you know now that you were created for that, that you were not created for this world. And you receive that? Whoa. But now, through Messiah, through Jesus Christ, you who sometimes were far off are brought near. How? By the blood of Messiah. So let the blood keep you near. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul? Cleansing blood of the Lamb? The blood that washes my mind, my will, and my... What's it washing me from? It's washing this world out of it. And as it washes, it's allowing a place for the world to come. It's making a place for my Messiah to have a home. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. What house will you build him? We are an agricultural people. We may be in captivity, but we still will build. Because we know there's a time coming that captivity will be over. Captivity to the people of Yah, we understand that we are captive now of our Master and our Savior. We understand now that we are not captive of the Mighty One in this world at his will. As we serve, we seek the will of him that called us and enabled us. We will go forth this week in victory. We will hold our heads up, not because of we ourselves, but we hold our heads up because Yah is holding our heads up. The only reason that I can lift my hands, that Yah is the one holding up my hands. And the fellowship is of the same. I will hold up his hands, as they did with Moshe. Moses held up his hands so that the deliverance would come. Our Messiah's hands were lifted up so that he would draw us to him. So that we could be high and lifted up. Do you want to be high and lifted up? Are you set apart from this world? You've not done it, but Messiah has done it. Let us reach for that. Let us cleave for that. Let us hope for that. Let us embrace that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.